options for compromise. Richard Sloggett is Program Director of the Future Health Research Centre and used to be a Special Advisor at the Department of Health and Social Care. Good evening.
Good evening.
Richard Sloggett, today's meeting between Pat Cullen and the Health Secretary, we're told, lasted just half an hour. The nurses look set for their first strike on Thursday. Why do you think the Health Secretary might have chosen to call that meeting only to actually refuse to talk about pay?
Well, I think the first thing I would say from the Health Secretary's perspective, and he's been quite clear all the way through, is he said his door is always open. He's always open for discussions. I think the issue is, what do those discussions revolve around? And he's been clear that the decision's been made by the independent pay review body, and that decision has been accepted by the government of a 5% pay rise. And that the trade, and from the union's perspective, they want pay as part of those meetings. So what you've got is basically a view from the government. They want to be constructive, but they won't put pay on the table because they think the independent pay review body has already spoken.
And the independent pay reviews body's recommendations are only advisory.
That's right.
What's the political calculation that's going on here, given that the government itself is talking about the potential risks from the sort of strike action we're likely to see?
So I think the challenge here is that from the NHS budget perspective, if you do increase the amount that you put into the budget on pay, then that is going to have to be found from somewhere. So either you take that away from other services or other investments, or you have to look at your overall tax take in order to fund the service. So I think the challenge here, really, the developments there, I think, is most interesting, is the Scotland development. So the decision from some Scottish unions to accept a 7.5% pay rise to start to put more pressure on the government to potentially start to look beyond the independent pay review body as a mechanism to resolve this dispute. But as I say, the money for additional pay will have to come from somewhere, and pay is the largest slice of the NHS budget.
But are there other options which, again, obviously would affect the budget? A one-off payment, for instance, which wouldn't then be consolidated. It wouldn't necessarily be the starting point for next year's pay negotiations.
So this is an interesting point. So you've got to look at where the landing zone for this dispute is. At the moment, both sides have felt like they've been a long way apart, 5% on the government side, 19% on the union side. But as you said earlier in your piece, the unions have said 19% is not necessarily the final number that they would go for. We've seen movement in Scotland. So what are the other things that can be put on the table? The government has been quite clear that it's happy to discuss other measures, non-pay related measures, as part of the dispute. So that could be things like hospital car parking, improved staff working conditions and safety measures. So those are things that the government is happy to discuss. But alongside that, you will need to look at pay. Now, the one route through you could see, and this was done in Scotland after the pandemic, was a one-off payment was given to staff to thank them for their work during COVID. That was £500. That was not given to staff in England. So that is an option that could be considered, but whether that would be enough for the unions, we will have to wait and see.
But given that the Health Secretary wasn't willing to bring any of this up in the conversations today, do you think that perhaps the government's banking on the public blaming the nurses for the strike action?
Well, I think this might be more of a marathon than a sprint. So I think at the moment, what we're sort of working towards is the first strike later this week. And at the moment, if you look at the polling on this, first of all, the government is very unpopular. And the polling says that there is a lot of public support for the nurses' strike. However, if you take any sort of issue like this, which is a hypothetical, then over time, what happens is, as the reality bites, public opinion may well turn. It might well turn against the strike action. If you take a comparison with, for example, when there was discussion around a tax increase for the NHS, that was very popular when it was proposed. But when it actually came in, it was then seen to be very unpopular because people had to start to pay it. So you could see public opinion turn if the strike does go on a long time. But what I would probably say is, No side wants this strike action. The government doesn't want it. It needs to get on with clearing the backlogs from COVID and before COVID. And the nurses don't want to go on strike and feel that they haven't got much of a choice. So neither side wants this dispute. But unfortunately, it looks like we are heading towards not only these strikes this week, but also further to come.
Richard Sloggett, thank you very much.